a Yuma council member is censured, and a school in San Luis receives a national recognition. This is KAWC's Arizona edition. I'm Victor Calderon. The Yuma City Council formally voted to censure Councilmember Arturo Morales.
Well, of course, I'm disappointed. I do believe that council needs to hold each other accountable, and I do believe in facts.
And Southwest Junior High lands in the top 10 globally.
This recognition does not only belong to Southwest, but also belongs to the community of San Luis. For many years, many, many years, we've been showing the world. Now we're going to be showing the world how great we are.
Those stories, plus Arizona State Representative Mariana Sandoval, and what Yuma community members have to say about AWC's new president, coming up on Arizona Edition. This is KAWC's Arizona Edition. I'm Victor Calderon. The Yuma City Council voted earlier this month to formally censure Councilmember Arturo Morales, quote, for alleged disclosure of confidential executive session information, end quote. The vote was 5-1, with Councilmember Morales voting nay. Councilmember Karen Watts was not present due to travel. The vote does not remove Morales from office. He will remain through the end of his term in December and is not running for re-election. Councilmember Morales said following the July 1st meeting that he has not done anything wrong.
Well, of course, I'm disappointed, and I made my statement yesterday and I made it again today. And so I do believe that council needs to hold each other accountable, and I do believe in facts. And as I mentioned yesterday and today, we need to be above the chaos, be the example.
City Councilman Mark Martinez said in a previous council meeting that the council reviewed information presented regarding allegations of a potential executive session privilege violation by Morales. He is accused of disclosing discussions from executive sessions with council candidate Henry Valenzuela or possibly other members of the public. Arizona State Representative Mariana Sandoval is running for re-election in Legislative District 23, which includes part of Yuma County. She's in a Democratic primary with three challengers. The top two candidates move on to the general election. I recently spoke with Representative Sandoval in studio during her visit to Yuma County. You are the state representative for Legislative District 23. That includes part of Yuma County, part of Maricopa County, and part of Pima County.
And part of Pinal.
Part of Pinal. Thank you for reminding me. I also should mention that you are in a Democratic... You're running for re-election.
I am.
You're in a Democratic primary with Emilia Cortez, Juan Guerrero, and Naomi Miguel. How is campaigning going for you?
It's going well. I mean, you know, having to campaign in a district as far, wide, and vast of ours is a challenge because there are very different communities. It's very, everything's far away from each other. I live like 3 hours from here. And so it's a lot of work, but it's been good. We sine-eyed a couple weeks ago, so now I've been able to focus on campaigning.
I know for you, we've talked before, a big issue for you is representing the workforce and you're in a union family. But as you talk to voters, you know, especially, you know, these days, I assume like, you know, cost of living, economy is you know, a big topic. If reelected, what would you like to work on in terms of, you know, that and other issues that people are telling you are, you know, on their mind today?
Well, if folks would look at my voting record, first of all, and also the fact that I've introduced 49 bills, none of which were heard because Republicans have the majority, so they block all of our bills. But in those bills, I included one to increase minimum wage, another bill to tax millionaires so that Arizona has the resources that it needs for all the needs that we have. And one of the top issues I hear is affordability, obviously, you know, the bread and butter issues and then gas. And housing. Housing is a big deal. A lot of people are just, they can't afford rent. They can't afford to buy. And the average age now of a first-time homebuyer is in the 40s, which is ludicrous.
So the message, I believe, is, you know, you're doing all you can to address affordability. Maybe your companions on the other side of the aisle need to, you know, work together to come up with some solutions in Phoenix.
Yes. I mean, they should hear some of our bills so that, you know, it will help the everyday Arizonans and we can create an Arizona we can all afford.
Anything else you would like to say about, again, other issues, you know, education, ag, you know, as you talk to people these days?
Yeah, well, education's a top of the mind issue with the voucher expansion. There's a big Protect Ed referendum coming to the ballot in November, and we also have some anti-education referendums that were moved forward by the Republicans, and we actually voted on them on the day we signed EDIDE. We had an 18-hour day that day, worked through the night, and so there's a lot of fights over that because more than 90% of the students in Arizona attend public schools, yet these vouchers are helping less than 10% of the students. And we know that everyone that applies is just getting a check and there's no accountability. There's a lot of fraud and abuse. People have been using them for, luxury items, for ski trips, for lingerie. And so we want to make sure that we rein in that fraud and abuse with this Protect Ed referendum that is going to the ballot in November. So hopefully people can support that.
So, Representative Sandoval, how can people get more information on you, your campaign, where they can, follow you?
They can go to my website, sandovalforac.com. They can follow me on Instagram, sandovalforac, on Facebook, on TikTok, on Twitter, on Blue Sky. I am very accessible.
All right. Well, thank you again. State Representative Mariana Sandoval, thank you again for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Mariana Sandoval wasn't in town for just any reason, however. She came down to visit Southwest Junior High as they celebrated becoming a top 10 school overcoming adversity in the world's best school prizes competition. KAWC Education Solutions reporter Cisco Stargazer brings us there now.
For Arizona Edition, I'm Cisco Stargazer. That excitement you just heard came from Southwest Junior High in San Luis, Arizona. And if you were there, you might have been screaming too. The school was recently named one of the top 10 schools overcoming adversity in the world. Previously, the Gadsden School District shared that Southwest was a contender in T4 Education's World's Best School Prizes competition. And that's why community members gathered at the school on June 25th to learn they indeed made the final list for their category.
Felicidades a la comunidad de San Luis. Este premio no nomás lo toma Southwest Junior High, but también lo toma la comunidad de San Luis. This recognition does not only belong to Southwest, but also belongs to the community of San Luis. For many years, many, many years, we've been, showing the world. Now we're going to be showing the world how great we are.
That was Principal Luis Reyes speaking after the big reveal. But before that, a lot of celebration was already happening. Leading up to the announcement, Southwest had a color guard presentation and musical performances from its Sinaloense band and folkloric dance team. Addressing the crowd, Reyes explained the World's Best School Prizes competition is a prestigious one. Each year, thousands of schools apply and are reviewed by an international panel of educators for five categories. These categories include innovation, supporting healthy lives, environmental action, community collaboration, and overcoming adversity. Southwest was named a top 10 school for overcoming adversity. But why? Well, Associate Superintendent Lina Galvan offered some context about the Gadsden District as a whole.
We serve about 5,100 students. We are in a Title I community where 100% of our students qualify for free and reduced lunch. Out of those students, 1,200 come from migrant families, and 98% of our students coming in enroll as English language learners.
But the key to their success, as Gadsden puts it, is its district-wide early college program, and that was first pioneered at Southwest. Principal Reyes said students begin preparing for college and junior high, and they receive rigorous academic instruction, college awareness, and leadership and development opportunities.
By exposing them early to higher education, surrounded them with mentors, and creating a culture of high expectations, we are breaking cycles of poverty, creating new possibilities, and opening doors to lifelong success. Our early college program is such more than an academic initiative. It is a promise to every student who walks through our doors that their dreams are attainable. It proves that where you come from should never determine where you can go.
The early college program has become so essential to Southwest that they recently renamed it to Southwest Early College Academy too. But it may take a while for that name to catch on, as lots of folks are still using the old name. At the celebration, however, several students came up to share what makes Southwest special. Audrey Ramirez, who's entering ninth grade, said,
"It fosters a safe community for every single student, even when they're having a hard time, and that helps us learn and make connections."
For Perla Rodriguez, it's the teachers.
They don't only teach us, they demonstrate how important our life is. They can help us with our problems. They don't only teach, they're one of the biggest part of our lives.
And Annette Flores noted that extracurriculars make Southwest further stand out.
For example, there's Barrett Summer Scholars that allows us to take that university experience with dorms and applying to the university to go.
The community's excitement was matched by Arizona's top officials too. While most couldn't make it, several made special videos for the school, like Senator Mark Kelly.
"For all of Arizona, this is a proud moment. It shows that world-class education is happening right here in our state, and that schools and communities of every size, no matter how small, can make a lasting impact."
And Representative Adelita Grijalva.
"This achievement is truly amazing, and you have made Southern Arizona proud. Keep up the outstanding work and best wishes for continued success in the years ahead. Adelante."
And lastly, Schools Chief Tom Horn.
"Your commitment to excellence in the face of challenges serves as an inspiration, not only to Arizona, but to schools around the world."
Senator Ruben Gallego, Governor Katie Hobbs, and Representative Mariana Sandoval also issued certificates of recognition and a commendation to the school. Of these, Sandoval attended, and she even took a moment to comment when she visited the KEWC studio.
"The principal of the school talked about them not lowering the standards regardless of all the obstacles that the kids may be facing, and they rose up to the challenge, and now they're a world-class school."
Now that Southwest in the top 10, they're in the running for first place. Judges will select and announce winners in November, but folks can vote for the Community Choice Award online if they wish. For Arizona Edition, I'm Cisco Stargazer, and this reporting supported by a grant from the Arizona Local News Foundation. Coming up after the break, we'll be hearing from Yuma community members about Arizona Western College's new president, and we'll be taking a moment to celebrate our very own award-winning student newsroom. Stay tuned!
Funding for Arizona Edition comes from listeners just like you. Your continued support allows us to bring you insightful conversations about issues and events impacting our community. Thanks to you, we are able to highlight the people and voices of Yuma and La Paz counties and encourage civil conversations around water, agriculture, healthcare, education, and much more. Please continue to tune in to Arizona Edition, and thank you for helping us keep our community informed.
Welcome back to Arizona Edition. I'm Cisco Stargazer, Education Solutions reporter. And I remind you of that only because it's been a minute since you've heard me and my peers on Arizona Edition. We were off last week, and the episode before that, you might recall Public Radio Runner took over to look back on General Manager Dave's career. All of that to say, quite a bit has happened in the meanwhile, including a warm reception for Arizona Western College's new president, Dr. Vatika Dewan. Let's get into that story now. On Wednesday, June 24th, community members, dignitaries, and partners gathered at AWC for Dr. Vatika Dewan's welcome reception. There, folks from a wide variety of industries spoke to the quality of her leadership and the person they've known her to be.
Vatika is one of those people, when she walks into the room, everybody knows her, everybody loves her. I don't know of anyone that appeals to everybody in the crowd the way Vatika does.
As AWC District Board President Dennis Booth noted, Dewan is loved by many. At least, this was evident from the smiles, hugs, and even flowers people gave Dewan at the reception. But we still wanted to know what people were thinking that day, so we asked them.
First of all, first woman, holler. I am so excited to finally see a woman as president for our college campus. I feel like there are some things that need some updating, need some changes, need some things looked at, and I feel like she's going to be the perfect person to make that change.
That was Christina Bloom, a student at AWC. and her enthusiasm for AWC's first woman president was shared by Yuma City Council member Carol Smith.
This is history, history in the making, and I know Ratika's vision is huge, and I can't wait to support her and see it all the way through.
Rosa Long, former vice chairwoman of the Kokopa Indian tribe, is most looking forward to new opportunities.
I'm actually super excited because of her vision of bringing new programs to AWC, the bachelor's, the doctorate. So her vision so far, just in this very short time, is just immense.
Major Evan Bratcher from the Yuma County Sheriff's Office offered his vote of confidence.
She's an outstanding and wonderful partner for the community. And from the Sheriff's Office perspective, we couldn't ask for better. She was instrumental in helping us set up the Regional Academy, and that has been an absolute wonderful resource for us. And so Ratika was the right choice from the beginning, and we are very excited to be here to celebrate this with her.
Ron Van Wy, who also shares a law enforcement background, said he's looking forward to
the camaraderie that we have and just the coalition that we've already built and what she brings to the table. She brings a lot to the city. We're going to be bringing some more training, some jobs, just access to people to get that extra training that they need to be successful.
Former students of DeWan's weighed in too. Michaela Lorizel said she's not surprised DeWan became president.
She is phenomenal. She really cares about her students. She really listens and takes feedback really well, and she's always interested in getting to know the community and improve it.
Carlos Ramos gets excited thinking about the future.
The college transformed my life in so many ways, continues to, and so I think it's not just something that's felt here within the district or the region. It's having really, really big ripple effects, and so I think that under Ratika's leadership, it's going to definitely just be able to like expand beyond that mission, and then would have to find a whole new one.
But what did Dr. DeWan have to say?
I'm looking forward to making a bigger impact. You know, when you are in a classroom, you make an impact in every single student, and then they remember you. This is about the whole community. You want to make sure you change community. You transform lives, you transform communities when you do right by the community. And community college is that pillar, is that driver who needs to change lives, and that's what I'm going to do, make sure that we are working towards making life better for every single community member.
DeWan has been spending her first month listening to community members inside and outside the college as part of her 100-day plan. Although she already had a vision to share at the reception, she'll be unveiling more at the start of the fall semester. For Arizona Edition, I'm Cisco Stargazer, and this reporting supported by a grant from the Arizona Local News Foundation. As a quick disclosure, AWC is our license holder. For our last segment, we're going to talk about us, KAWC, and I have here our content director, Alexandra Rangel. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Cisco.
Now, this weekend's very special for us because July 11th marks KAWC's 56th anniversary, and we're entering another year on some really high notes. Just this week, Alex was named one of Yuma's 20 under 40 by the Yuma Sun. First, congrats, Alex. How does it feel?
Thanks, Cisco. No, it feels awesome. Like, to be recognized by the Yuma Sun as, you know, one of this year's, this class, they call it the class of 2026, 20 under 40, was just so awesome. Like, to be recognized alongside other individuals in this community who are just killing it, making this community better, was just such an honor to be recognized alongside them. So it was a great honor. But also, I want to talk about the PMJA Awards that KAWC, the station, recently won. One of them was Cisco's award from the Public Media Journalists Association. Cisco, congratulations. Tell us about this award and what it meant for the reporting that you won it for.
Sure. So it was first place in digital writing, and it was for my deep dive on how Arizona school facilities funding system was ruled unconstitutional. And a lot of work went into that. That story took me a few months, actually, because there was a lot of research, a lot of numbers to look through. I think the court document itself was over 100 pages. So there was a lot to it, but it was an important story. So I'm excited, obviously, for the validation. But more than that, I'm so glad it was that story, because I think it was a very important story to tell. A lot of funding mechanisms are honestly complicated, and I think hard for people to understand because of how complicated they are. So it is really important to actually take some time and make these systems legible, because they're meant to serve us, serve the public. So if we can help the public understand these better, that's my goal. And I'm really happy for that. But I'm not the only one who got recognized. Our very own student newsroom earned second place for student program on the Siendo Primero episode titled Navigating Language.
And that was the first episode Sahe Barcenas and Evelyn Garcia put together, so we're especially proud of the work they put into that. But enough from us. Here's what Sahe had to say.
I am so proud that Siendo Primero won the second place award. And with the very first episode? That's amazing! And this podcast is a space for first-generation students, but it also represents our professors and the whole AWC community. También es nuestra forma de representar a las personas que vienen de cualquier lugar. And we should be proud of our culture. Staying in the program to act as a microphone for everyone, it's a big honor. Siendo primero, being first, is your space and our way to show that all of our stories truly matter. Porque nuestras historias tienen impacto en cualquier idioma.
And here's what Evelyn had to say.
The language episode was an important topic because being bilingual can make communication easier with people around us and also open different job opportunities as we integrate into the job force. I feel really happy that we won second place because being a person who is bilingual is an asset and hopefully people understand what it is like for us when we come from different backgrounds and need to learn different languages to excel in school or work.
You can find the whole episode online at kewc.org. But since we're celebrating, let's check out a highlight from Navigating Language.
I'm Sahe Barcenas from Siendo Primero, and we'll hear the voices of some students who live it.
Soy Isaias Navarro. Soy estudiante aquí en el colegio.
Hello, my name is Abril Garcia. I am a student here at AWC. I've had experience with Spanglish.
We learned there's only one correct way to speak. But for those navigating a new country and a new language, Spanglish is the first vital tool for adaptation.
Mi primer lenguaje fue español. Ya cuando vine a los Estados Unidos, empecé a leer, bueno, speak English, talk, and learn to read, learn to write.
Nací aquí. Mi primer lenguaje es español, pero siento que me adapté muy rápido al inglés. O siento que es diferente como a estudiantes que vienen de México, una diferente experiencia. Eso también es parte de mi día.
To expand more this vision, we reach out to Professor Daniel Herrera, who specializes in English and linguistics.
For me, I do see that now I correct people when they say like, oh, it's a dialect. Like, no, it's a complete language. The word dialect can often be used to state that thing is not a full language. Y it's not just the language, it's contexto y cultura. Because lenguaje is cultura, is vida.
This language solves communication struggles. Validating this mixture, it's also validating a whole new identity.
Creo que dice mucho como de cómo somos, like México-Americanos, cómo es más trabajo. Se nota que tienen más empeño.
Sometimes it does get a little bit like, if someone doesn't know English or doesn't know Spanish, it's like, ooh. But I don't think it's like nothing to be ashamed of.
English, which is on this pedestal, is literally mixed up with all these other Spanish words, indigenous words, French and Greek and Latin. It's todo the mezclado. Some people forget que hablando dos lenguajes, it is the brain working with two different sets of codes, and the person is able to say like, yeah, I can do both. You puede expresar los dos.
El lenguaje siempre evoluciona. Our communication shifts everywhere, from professional to personal spaces.
The one person I can think of is like my boss. She speaks English more, but like whenever she has those little moments, she would be talking and then like, ah, yeah, yeah, or something like that. You know, those little phrases in Spanish.
For me, it's like, oh, it's easy because I was able to learn it as a young kid y como que ya. But then like seeing mis papás como tratando de hablar inglés o tienen un acento más pronunciado o se les dificulta más, se adaptan y como es diferente para ellos.
Spanglish in itself follows the rules of grammar. That is unspoken, right? That we know inherently, yeah, this is going to work. And so we see that it's humans making language and it is its own thing. And it's amazing. It's like, yes, we're trying to communicate. We're trying to survive in this country. And so our tongues and our brains work in hyperspeed para entender el mundo que estamos viviendo.
In a sense, this is how belonging is built. And for those still learning, here is some advice.
Va a ser difícil, pero tratar de adquirir lo tanto que puedas con la gente. Like the community, vas a encontrar gente que también está en tu situación o que también te puede ayudar como a traducir.
I would say just practice it and don't let your fear stop you from learning it and actually speaking it.
Take in as much media en inglés que puedas.
The more you speak it, the more you understand it, and then the more you're able to feel comfortable with it.
Spanglish is the satisfying result of finding a language that finally feels like our own.
Spanglish is our voice.
Spanglish es nuestra voz.
And it's here to stay. From Siendo Primero, I'm Sahei Bárcenas.
KAWC's Arizona Edition is a production of KAWC, Colorado River Public Media. Questions or comments are welcome. Send them to azed@kawc.org. Our theme music was used with permission and composed by Stephen Hennig and performed by members of the Yuma Jazz Company. More information at yumajazz.com. Past shows and podcast information is available online. Just visit kawc.org for more information or search Arizona Edition wherever you get your podcasts. You can also take KAWC with you wherever you go. Just download the KAWC COFA app and the listening is in your hands. I'm Victor Calderon. This is KAWC's Arizona Edition. Thanks for listening.